And Jeffrey, we know you're brave. The story of the Wizard of Oz is a retelling of the hero's journey, a journey that we are all taking right now. Our journey is one of becoming, and it's in that sense that we are bringing forth more of that original divine spiritual nature that we truly are into our human life. We live our hero's journey. And looking at the Wizard of Oz is a creative way of connecting to the processes of our own stories. So last week, we began to understand how the characters in the story are parts of our own consciousness. Dorothy is our soul. Toto, the dog, represents our body and our five senses. This is what in Unity we call the metaphysical approach. Unity metaphysics starts with the premise that spirit is the foundation of everything that we see and experience in this human life. It is the true reality of the world that we inhabit. Unity metaphysics understands that we are experiencing life as a physical manifestation of that original divine spirit that we truly are. So from the metaphysical perspective, everything in the outer is a reflection of an inner belief, an inner state of consciousness. So if we understand this inner-outer connection, we have the spiritual ability to create a new outer experience in our lives by changing the inner belief structure that we hold. So this week, I want to introduce a new character into our conversation, the Wicked Witch. Now, in the story of Oz, the Wicked Witch takes on several different manifestations, but I'm going to focus today specifically on the Wicked Witch of the East and the Wicked Witch of the West. Now, we don't know much about the Wicked Witch of the East because she is killed, crushed by Dorothy's house when Dorothy lands in Oz. But we do know that the Munchkins celebrated the ending of her tyranny, so we could be confident in saying that that Wicked Witch of the East was controlling, unpleasant, and kept the Munchkins in bondage. So, just before Dorothy arrives in Oz, she's been upset at the threat to her dog, Toto, and attempts to run away. And then, forestalled by a Kansas tornado, she returns home only to have that Kansas twister lift her and her house high into the air. And then, when she comes down, she finds herself in the Land of Oz, with the house on top of the Wicked Witch of the East. Now, this scene gives us the opportunity to apply our metaphysical approach. Dorothy and Toto, the soul and the body respectively, arrive in Oz in a house. Now, metaphysically, houses, rooms, tents, any kind of dwelling is symbolic of a state of consciousness. I see the house that Dorothy arrives in as symbolic of our daily awareness, the personality that we have created at this point in our life. So the tornado picking up that house is a conflict or a situation that seems to completely disrupt the flow of our life. Tornadoes are moments of crisis that have the potential to move our lives into a whole new and unseen path. The Wicked Witch that is crushed under that house is a condition that has kept the soul in a limited state of consciousness or experiencing a limited way of living. And killing that witch has removed that limitation that kept the soul trapped and bound, and now is able to experience a wider range of possibilities. You see, our journey into awareness, our journey into an expanded way of living, often begins in crisis, often begins in conflict. But the crisis allows our soul to break through the old limitations into a new expansive realm of possibilities. So when I apply this idea of a hero's journey to myself, I often see it happening in the events of my life. And yet I know there is a deeper way to see this hero's journey in me. And that is to see it as evolving in my consciousness, within me. So one possibility is that this witch is the fear that has created a belief structure that prevents me from more fully expressing my divine nature. I often see this in the beliefs that I learned at a very young age, beliefs that were formed in my limited child view of the world or in my limited child view of what I was. One example, I sometimes doubt my ability to accomplish new tasks because I still hold some attachment to those parental words, quote, "Let me do that for you. You're not big enough to do that yet," unquote. It's easy for me to connect those words to my two-year-old learned belief that I cannot do new things. Yet, if I examine that belief and see it, obviously it is not true for me as an adult. Me as a conscious learner, yet it is a belief structure that I find comes up when I'm not looking, when not noticing. So in Oz, Dorothy, metaphysically our soul, has a new wonderful world of possibilities open for her and has been freed now from this limitation so that she can gain a wealth of knowledge, a more empathic heart, and the courage to become a wonderful expression of her divine potential. And yet, that witch within has not been vanquished. See, in those first few moments of freedom, the wicked witch of the West appears in our consciousness. And I say our consciousness intentionally because it is natural for each of us to have our share of inner witches. The wicked witch can be anything. Anything that acts as a block or a limitation to our spiritual awareness, our spiritual evolution and growth. But today I'm focusing on the wicked witch specifically as fear. Because my experience has been that fear encompasses a multitude of other things that act as blocks for me. And as we heal or we integrate the fear that we hold within, I believe we dissolve those wicked witches and become a more fully realized spiritual being living in an expanded realm of possibilities. We all have a wicked witch or two within us. And in fact, I believe that we probably all have in our repertoire a wicked witch cackle. So I'm going to invite you to be brave and take a moment. I'm going to count to three, and I want us all to do our wicked witch cackle. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, I can see you flying across the sky on a broomstick. That's great. In fact, I think that witch may be closer to the surface than we might want to know. Okay. So, in the Oz story, Dorothy and her friends have to confront and deal with the Wicked Witch in order to complete their journey. And one of the most memorable scenes in the story is that confrontation with the Witch of the West. And so I want to share it with you. Are we on?
The last go will see the first three go before her. And the Ranger of the Dog, too.
She's dead. You killed her.
I didn't mean to kill her. Really, I didn't. It's just that he was on fire.
Hail to Dorothy! The Wicked Witch is dead!
Hail to Dorothy! The Wicked Witch is dead!
So, to save the Scarecrow, Dorothy melts the Wicked Witch. And all of the soldiers celebrate their freedom from fear. Hail, Dorothy! The Wicked Witch is dead! The more we fear, the less real we live. So let's go back to this Oz story and apply our unity metaphysics to this part, dealing with that inner witch. Dorothy and her friends. In that group of people, we find the soul, the body, our thinking, feeling, nature, and the courage to live widely and vibrantly. And they're all trapped. All of them are trapped in fear of that wicked witch. In us, in a state of fear, our emotions, our courage usually become paralyzed, and our mental aspect is just frantically trying to find a way out. And like that wicked witch that we saw in the clip, fear attacks the thinking aspect of self as a means of gaining complete control. Allowing fear to control our reactions to difficult situations is a common human response. We all do it. And the only way our soul then can create an avenue out is to do a cleansing or a purifying activity, as when she threw that water, to remove the power of fear that binds us. See, water is a universal solvent. And thus, metaphysically, is a symbol of our inner cleansing activity. It might be an act as simple as taking three deep breaths before responding. Or it might be as complicated as spending months in a conversation with a therapist to change deep-held beliefs. A practice that I do that comes out of my personal spiritual work, A Course in Miracles, is in those moments of crisis, in those moments of fear, to put my attention into my heart and to breathe in my heart for a moment, and then in that open state, ask Spirit, help me to see this different. Help me to see this differently. And then when I listen to say, what is mine to do now? What is mine to do right now? And if I can remain open and listen, then I have the guidance to be able to behave in a more authentic way or to respond without that inner fear. When we pay attention to those inner wicked witches, and we remove the fear by cleansing it with an appropriate response, an appropriate practice, it is a condition in which that fear then will simply melt away. I'm melting. I like the way that L. Frank Baum pictured that scene in his book, The Wizard of Oz. And in the book, he wrote, "The witch began to shrink and fall away. 'See what you have done,' she screamed. 'In a minute, I shall melt away.' 'Oh, I'm very sorry indeed,' said Dorothy, who was truly frightened to see the witch actually melting away like brown sugar before her eyes. 'Didn't you know that water would be the end of me?' asked the witch in a wailing, despairing voice. 'And of course not,' said Dorothy. 'How should I?' Water. Whatever purifying practice we use will make us more whole and allow more of our spiritual nature to express in our life. The idea of facing and transforming a wicked witch is as true for organizations as it is for individuals. And I see an opportunity to possibly melt a witch or two during our current minister magnet process. I've been part of this community off and on for many years, and I have been involved with minister search processes several times over those many years. And as I reflect, I have noticed that we have at times allowed a collective pattern of fear to define our response. Now, our fear could be stated in a number of ways. One way might be that the person we choose will never be as good as, and you can fill in the blank. Or another way of describing that fear might be just fear of change, any kind of change, too much change, too little change at all. Or possibly the fear might be we are lost and we need somebody to rescue us. Now, I suggest that we have a wicked witch of fear that limits who we believe we can attract as our next perfect and right minister. And so I'm going to invite you to be willing to purify any fear that might be in you around that process. So if you would, close your eyes. And we're going to just take a breath. Three deep breaths, in and out. And as you take those breaths, just feel your heart open to this now moment. And one more. And now, feel yourself surrounded by light. The light surrounds you, it fills this sanctuary, it surrounds this building, it surrounds everyone who considers themselves part and parcel of this community. And enfolded in that light, we are loved unconditionally. Now standing before your mind's eye, there is a witch with a sign around its neck that says, "Unity Church of Lawrence is in fear." And I invite you to take whatever fears you may have around the minister search process and breathe into that fear, seeing it in that witch. Identify what it is, see it in the witch. And as we look at that fear, We say, Spirit, help us to see this differently. Help us to see this differently. And I invite you to mentally pick up a bucket of water. And lifting that bucket of water up over that witch's head, just pour it over the witch, drenching that witch, and it slowly melts away. Melting. And as there's nothing but a puddle of water left before you, we hear the voices raised in celebration from all of those freed, unlimited possibilities that lie before us. And we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Say it with me. Thank you, God. So take a breath. Open your eyes. And without fear, turn to your bulletin and find that Minister Magnet Search Affirmation. With no fear in our heart, we claim this together. Let us share this affirmation together. Clearly aligned with Source, we draw to us a spiritually mature, loving, and dynamic minister who inspires transformation. And that, my friends, is how in unity, that is what we do with wicked witches. Thank you. Namaste. So, Jessica, if you'd come and lead us